breathing life into the building. Steffi Seifert and her colleagues at the Innovation Campus ensure that a visit to Sennheiser is a never-to-be-forgotten experience. Steffi laughs. Sometimes when things really get busy, it's like a whirlwind. The revolving doors never stop turning. Sounds stressful. Not at all. A building must have soul. With so many interesting people in it, every corner of this grand building is filled with life. When it comes to multitasking, these three are pros. It would be pointless to expect to work on something for a few hours in peace. What would be the point? It's all about spontaneity and mastering chaos. Steffi literally moved into a shell of a building. It was just a few days before the opening. The shop was not yet finished. The theatre hall. The Sennheiser Café. It took a lot of imagination to picture what it would look like. But one thing was already in place. The big counter where Steffi greets the guests every day. Colleagues affectionately call it the command bridge. It's also the hub, the place where everything converges, where the calls are relayed and everyone meets. We are right at the heart of it all. The inauguration of the campus in 2015 coincided with Sennheiser's Global Sales and Marketing Conference, the Global Summit. After weeks of preparation, the huge coaches eventually pulled up at the door. That was truly a magical moment. It was the middle of winter, and to make matters worse, it was snowing. So there were about 100 people running towards the door at the same time, and we just prayed that nobody would slip over. As the first wave of the 400 guests entered the building, the warmth spread through the rooms. The building came alive. "It's nice to know that our colleagues trust us to do more than forward calls and issue permits," says Steffi. "It could be concerts in the theatre, a careers day with 600 participants, or workshops and events. If you want to do things right, Steffi, Kristin and Lisa are always a safe bet. It takes people like them to truly breathe life into a building."